Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to tell future generations about God and His Word. You know, Christmas time is not only a time of remembering our Lord and Savior's birth, which is what Christmas is all about, but it's also a time of gift-giving and showing love and care to those who are close to us, like our family, our friends, and our coworkers. But also, Christmas is a time of keeping our post office and our postal workers busy. And I know this for a fact because my brother is a postal worker in Ohio. And so he tells me all the time that he has no problem with job security and the increase of sending packages that's happening throughout the country. But also, Christmas is a time of not only sending those packages that we're now starting to do, but also of sending Christmas cards and letters in the mail. And speaking of letters in the mail, especially at Christmas time, I have two special people, guests, they're with me here today, that are like worker bees. And one of their responsibilities or ministries that they both do is mailing out letters, Bible club lessons to children, all to tell them about Jesus and to teach them God's word. So I want to introduce to you today Mark Yonke, who is not only serves on my board, so he's actually my boss, but also he's one of our volunteers that works at our Child Evangelism Fellowship office, our state office here in Peoria, and he works specifically with the Truth Chasers Club. And then we have Jessie Riley, and she has been with us now, I think even it's 8 years going on this year. She's our ministry coordinator serving at our state local office, and one of her responsibilities is overseeing that letters in the mail, that Truth Chasers Bible Club ministry to children. So Mark, Jessie, welcome. So glad you're here with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, let's just go ahead and get started. So Jessie, let's start with you because you're the one that's responsible for the oversight. And you told me that you just love sending out lessons in the mail. In fact, I think you told me way before that, even when you were a little girl, before you got, you know, put it on your heart to work with CF, that you even enjoyed as a little girl getting those letters in the mail.
Yes. Yeah, so growing up, getting the mail was always the highlight of the day. Now, I don't know how many of you remember, but there was a show called Blue's Clues. And every day on Blue's Clues, they had these two mail songs. And I would sing those all the time when I was going to get the mail. And it was just something fun that I did. And sometimes my sister would even join in with me. So when I'm sending out Truth Chaser lessons, I think about the kids and, you know, how much they will, too, enjoy getting mail as well.
So it brings back lots of memories. So isn't that neat how God just kind of, you know, he's the artist that puts all that together. And he's the one that he has a plan for life from the beginning all the way through. So that's just really neat how God put all that together. So you are the ministry coordinator who also oversees the Truth Chasers Club. So can you just kind of back up with us and explain to us, what is the Truth Chasers Club ministry? Like, how did this get started? And what is this program really all about?
So Truth Chasers Club was actually a program that was started by our international headquarters in Missouri several years ago. And then in 2016, they decided that it would be best for the states to take over that ministry if they wanted. And so we have had the Truth Chasers Club here in Peoria since the summer of 2016. And essentially what that is it's a free mail Bible correspondence course for kids ages 4 to 17, where they can have a fun way to start reading and studying God's Word.
That's wonderful. So we've been doing this now for like 5 or 6 years. And so can you give us an idea, like how many children that we've had through the years that have been part of this program? Do you have any idea? Has it been hundreds of kids? Or we have some that they get their first lesson in the mail, right? Mm-hmm. And then some of them, they complete it and they send it back. And then there's other ones, they just keep on going. So how many active students do we have right now, would you say?
Right now, we have 72 active students from 8 different states.
Oh, 8 different states. So it's not just Illinois.
No.
And we could even throw Chicago in there. So that might even be 9 different states. I'm just kidding. So, but Mark, you know what? You have just been an integral part of this program from the beginning. And I just think it's amazing how, I think when I first met you, I was doing a presentation, I think, at your church, and then I think I was mentioning this, and yes. then like God just put this on your heart, and then I found out that you were, I think, just at that time, I think you were getting ready to retire from Caterpillar.
Yes.
And your background and process analysis. I mean, so God just brought you, just how God put all this together. So Jesse's background, the excitement of getting mail as a child, and your background of, you know, and all your skills and so forth. And so I just want to thank you, Mark, for all that you have done. And I was wondering, can you just share with us, you know, why do you even like to do this? I mean, what's your passion? I mean, what's your burden as a volunteer being part of this ministry and sending out these lessons to the children?
It starts with being obedient to Christ and the love of children. Marlia and I, my wife, we taught children's church. I coached youth baseball, did junior achievement. And at this time you described, Katrina, that it just seemed perfect to be able to help out. And when you described the ministry and involving children, I just said, wow, I would love to do this because I want to see children come to know the Lord as Savior. And when I think of the Bible verses that form the foundation of the thinking, it's Proverbs 22:6, starting children off on the way they should go, and even when they're old, they will not turn from it. And with how the world is today, I just want them to have the Lord as their rock eternal. And that goes back to Isaiah 26:4, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is the rock eternal. And then last but not least is I just hope that they tell others, their family, relatives, friends, and enemies, about Jesus.
Mm, amen. So you've been part of this from the beginning, and both of you, I mean, how many lessons, and you think about through the years that you have seen come across your desk that you've graded and so forth. Have you seen, like, the Lord at work in the lives of these children? Have you seen gospel impact in the lives of the children, but maybe even of their parents? What about you, Jesse? Do you have any testimonies like that?
Yeah, there's actually, I mean, of course, there's several that come to my mind as we've had 5 or 6 years now of ministry with the True Chasers Club. We actually got a letter in the mail a couple weeks ago from this sweet girl who, I think she's like 9 or something, and her brother have both been part of Good News Club and maybe even 5-Day Club and True Chasers Club. And she had just sent a note saying, hey, I'm really learning a lot through True Chasers. Me and my older brother want to start a Bible study with our friends using the True Chaser lessons. Can you send us some of those so we can do that? And so I was more than thrilled to send her those. And I'm really hopeful that God's going to use that in many different ways. And another one is, there was a mom of 2 girls, and she sent, when her first daughter was enrolled, she had sent an email saying, hey, I'm so grateful for this. This has really equipped our family to have intentional Bible time with our daughter. And then soon their younger daughter was involved as well for more intentional Bible time. And since then, both of those girls have come to know the Lord.
Wow. Praise the Lord. You know, there's probably so many stories that you have, and the Truth Chasers room, I just love it, Mark, when you come in. Like, a lot of times you'll come out, you know, after a great lesson, and you'll show me, like, you know, pictures that the children have drawn, or we used to have this bell. I don't know if we still do that. Does it still work? We'd ring the bell, like, when we hear about a children come to Christ. What about you? What stands out to you about gospel impact that you have seen through this Bible lesson correspondence course to the children or to their families?
It started when I was a bus monitor at Camp Good News, and the kids would go off the bus and parents or guardians would meet them. And I always said to myself, what follow-up is being done with these kids? And so, again, to God's glory, we get notes. Here's a mother recently saying, thank you for sending the beautiful Bible. She was so excited to receive it in the mail. Thank you so much for your ministry. My daughter is growing in her faith because of Truth Chasers. And from a student of Truth Chasers, thank you for the encouraging note and DVD. I really enjoy and memorize God's Word. I wish that God bless you and your family. So to me, it's like, wow, these children are growing in the knowledge of Christ. And the pictures that they draw, I'll turn to Jesse or I'll send it via electronically. Look what this child said or these children have drawn in terms of and some of the comments they make. And it just, I say praise God, because I do see learning and evidence as I just read.
Amen. And what's so interesting, I didn't really think about this until you guys really emphasized it to me as we were, you know, preparing for our program together, is that not only are you grading lessons, you know, and that's ministering to children through God's word, but also you're ministering to them by prayer. Jesse, can you talk about that, how you guys, you know, emphasize prayer or how that works when you get these lessons?
Yeah, so we kind of go through a process of we get the lesson, we grade it, we read their notes and their drawings, and, you know, we make comments on those. We'll attach some stickers, and sometimes the children will even specifically write prayer requests. But one thing that I know Mark is really passionate about and that we try to incorporate is prayer, because we know that that's important. So for every lesson that goes out, we pray specifically for that child, for their parents, if we have their names, and even if we don't have their names. And yeah, it's just really sweet. And then to see that come back around, because, you know, some people think, oh, you send the lesson one time and they don't respond and that's it. But every year we, those kids who we had sent one to and we haven't heard back, we give them one more chance and we mm-hmm. send them a restart lesson to see that even kids who had been doing them, who had stopped, or even kids who never started, then are starting. And it's just really cool to see.
So go ahead. If there's a parent out there listening and they want to get their child enrolled in the Truth Chasers Club, that we can get lessons to them like right after Christmas, and they'll get it through the mail, how would they get their child signed up?
Yeah, so the easiest way, since we're on the radio, of course, is probably going to our website, and that would be cefofillinois.com/TC, and there you can find the sign-up form for that.
Okay, say that one more time. So where do they go?
cefofillinois.com/TC.
Okay. Or if they just go to cefofillinois.com, they probably could find...
There's a button.
There's a button or link that they can get to the Truth Chasers yeah. Club. And now take that link directly to your information mm-hmm. of how they can do it, and you will follow them up and call them, email them, whatever you need to do to get them signed up. So that is wonderful. You know, our time is just flying. You know, Mark, if there's someone out there listening, two things I'd like for you to touch on is, why would you encourage parents to sign up their children for Truth Chasers, if you can just say that briefly, but also, how can we pray for you? Can you share with us briefly some prayer requests, how we can pray for the Truth Chasers Club ministry that you guys both do?
Sure, I can answer that with Joshua 1:8. The world's success and prosperity is defined very differently than what God's word says. And it says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate it on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So again, it's making sure the children are growing in Jesus Christ, coming to know him as Lord and Savior, recognizing that he suffered and died for us, the resurrection, and the hope that they have through the promise of his kingdom to come. So that's the key thing. And as we pray for the children, it comes with that they understand why they're created, to praise and glorify him, for their protection. We pray for their future relationships, their future spouses. We even never take for granted that the mail service and their parents and guardians are going to pass along the lessons. So we pray for that too, and that we pray that the gospel is multiplied through these children.
Amen. Amen. If there's one thing that I think this whole COVID thing has taught us, is that we need to have multiple ways of reaching children, especially when we cannot be with them face to face. So Jesse, Mark, I just want to thank you both for all that you do. And Mark, just the passion that you have, and Jesse, the excitement that you have for the children. So but most importantly, it's not just for the children, it's for the Lord and for the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So thanks again for all you do. And thank you, listener, for being with us here today, but I just want to encourage you to pray for when you get a letter in the mail, to think about children across the state and even in other states who are getting these letters and they're hearing about Jesus and learning God's word. So thanks again for joining us, and we hope you do join us again next week. But let me also say Merry Christmas.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. I don't want to forget, so please tell me.